to your own problems.
But where is there a cutoff point? This is an important question for the general populace even. Where is there a cutoff point between too much, not enough guilt, and what sort of factors should that be in the equation of balance once again? That's what dynamic term is, balance. Balance you out of your life in such a way that, you know, the right, the pursuit of happiness, not happiness in the sense of it, but to jump the barriers.
Happiness is not a goal. Joy is the goal.
What's the difference? Is it
right.
Semantical?
Happiness can be superficial, whereas joy is an internal thing. In other words, you help someone who something tragic has happened to. That's not a happy thing. But it is.
Well, what is it?
It is a mission. It is a responsibility.
Very good.
You reach out to someone. You may not be able to save someone's life. You may be able to, but you can maybe put a kind word and help them along.
Help them along as opposed to feeling like Mr. Kuro.
That is the sense of joy. It may not be happy to know you can't do anything more for
them. One seems to be more passion than the other, doesn't it? We're getting stuck on words here, maybe. The medium, not the message.
Yeah, I think maybe I'm focusing too hard on picking
terminology.
Yeah,
right word.
Happen.
I have a tendency to fall into a almost like a pedantic, it seems like. I put off people by my...
Let's get back now to the mean letters. There's more to tell.
Okay.
So I got this one letter from this man. He says, "Thank you so much. I am gay, and I am reading this in the head because I don't want anyone to know I'm reading these letters, the letter you sent. I said, I think it's just so wonderful and all that stuff. People are talking about it and all that stuff." Well,
in a good way or a bad way, I wonder.
Go away.
Good way?
Mm-hmm. But he didn't tell me everything. He sent me a few more letters. We talked about different stuff, right? Then he gave me a phone call almost a year later and said, "I'm coming up to San Francisco in a couple of days. I live in San Diego. I'd love to shake your hand and take you out." So he showed up like that. Because it was disappointing because neither of us was each other's type, and there was sort of that hope there.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah. Right. I said, "I would really love to know what really happened. But just a few of my letters make it." He said, "No, all of your packets were distributed. They were divvied up between three ships."
Wow. You remember which ship? Did he tell you?
USS Tripoli was one.
Remember that?
I have it written down.
Okay.
Anyway, and he said, "In our ship, whoever was the head or whatever the term is, he called everyone to deck, and he read my letter."
The admiral did or the captain?
Captain, I think. He called everyone to deck, said, "Listen to this."
Wow.
He read my letter for everyone. And it's a beautiful letter. I mean, when I look at it,
it's a beautiful letter. I'm going to have to hand you my pipeline. Let me read you my... Because you're talking.
He read my letter. In other words, everyone had to stop what they're doing. He read my letter. So I didn't realize the degree of respect I had gotten. But there was the magic. My intuition, the dream stuff, they were directing me, and I followed them through. So there was this little light of kindness from my heart because of what Randolph has done for me.
When you said light, I got extra light.
There you go. And this little beam. So when I talk about these things, more than a few minutes, magical things start happening, including beautiful music in the background sometimes. Other things start happening. It's just, when I talk about Randolph, it's just put me through. Now, and little birds start showing up and singing stuff like they're doing now. Not pigeons. I don't want them around.
Don't believe in empty symbolism now, necessarily.
No. But it's okay. Now,
It's okay too.
So this little light leapt from my heart, San Francisco. The little went all the way across the continent, down in Somalia. And what he said to me, what he told me was that, you know, we were so bored out of our minds a lot of time, being on the ship a lot, stuff like that.
You
gave everything stuff. You were just the buzz for weeks and weeks. And he said, you know, your stickers started being duplicated, and they were showing up in these secret corners of the submarine and ships, and they'd be distributed throughout the world, throughout the whole military network, because there are a lot of gays who were sick and tired of being in the cause of the military, sacrificing the lives of the country. So this was their way of getting back. They distributed my stickers all over the world. I became a legend in this.
Okay.
It's incredible. So on my website...
Write it down again. I got a pen.
On my website...
I don't throw things out like that. I would tell you bluntly, you know that.
What do you write?
As you're talking, write down your Zeke and stuff. I've got it in here somewhere, but it's just like that. Your phone number and stuff.
Oh.
You break.
Again.
God damn it. What the fuck did I do with it? It's weird. Don't mind, I'm a spazoid there on the tape there.
Okay.
It's not fair. Shit.
So you're usually not in San Francisco. You're not in a situation.
Doesn't matter. Look at San Francisco phone numbers. Look at numbers from all over the country, all over the world. This is significant to me, too, though. I'm learning. One thing, if I can help you adjust your sights, is, and maybe I'm telling you something you already know, but I'm going to tell you, you know, I'm living my dream in that Martin Luther King kind of way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been really kicked in the nuts when it comes to aspirations and hope. And
so have I, yeah.
And if it does anything, there's that period of bereavement, you know, that is healthy. But there's also that period that's not after a certain point, you know. And I've learned that part of it, too, you know. That the loss of part of me, part of my health. That's freaky. That's the hard one. I'm still dealing with that. I could get specific right now, but I want to remain general and stay in a high plane like it seems like we are. To be able to rise above your own shortcomings and to reach out.
Yeah, hey, I'm a nobody on SSI. You know, I get gay people in my building who don't know shit about what I do, and they harass me because they're angry that I'm living under rent control, just a room, or they harass me. One of them tried to get me evicted. They passed a petition to get me evicted from the building because I'm a danger to the building because they see me talking to homeless people. I mean, this was like last year. They're over this now. Actually, some of them are helping me.
Where do you live in the city?
In the Castro, on Market Street, where Noe and 16th all intersect, and that big building.
Oh,
that check cashing center.
Yeah, you know what that is? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of like a known building there.
Oh, it's with a center for the drug running for years.
Exactly. Crack
and I had
shit. That was a crack building.
It was a reign of just a mini reign of terror for 8 years. But I lived there since 1983. I had to go to court twice to get a few people kicked out. Just, you know, they were trying to, some of these druggies are trying to kick me and other people out. They're trying to terrorize us. There's no way. You know. Then they harass in the streets, say, live and let live. I said, well, I tried that. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow. Good response to that.
When it comes down to either you or me, you go. And you know, when it was announced, when Randolph was announced that he had died, some person came up to me, I didn't know. Turned out he was part of this little clique of the druggies around there. He gave me this card, I heard about you, I'm so sorry. And he gave me this card and I opened it, and it had human shit in it.
Oh, man.
And you know what I thought? See, I had no one to turn to for support. I was on my own.
Emotionally on that.
Yeah. And so
who could you really figure, like, how would you,
when
kind
you
of a difficult menu there.
Yeah,
you
know, but when you're in the public eye, you're somewhat famous, you're going to have nasty people also, jealous people. I just remembered what Randy Johnson did no more. What I had just experienced there was nothing, was a piece of cake. How it ran up his life. So I was proud to take that bullshit because
that's a very viable way of handling it.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's nothing compared to Vietnam or whatever. But anyway, what was I saying? So the Marine who had visited me, he told me the incredible thing I had accomplished there. And that
you saw him in person, and you were able to get the detail and stuff up here.
Yes,
of
course you were out of touch.
What did he look like? I'm curious. I'm assuming type?
He's a Latino type, real friendly, smart, talk a bit on the big side.
Oh, really? You mean
very nice
corpulent
guy.
Or tall?
Not corpulent. Little on the big side.
Big bone.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I like that. Average good looking, brown hair. I mean, he's good looking, not my type.
Right. But he had that energy, didn't he?
Yes, but that was
enduring.
And he really appreciated my writing to him because he was going through forms of trauma.
Even though it was impersonal now. Remember this, there's something ironic in the association here in that having the ground on we of war, I mean, the waiting's worse than the
and seeing all these people starving and dying.
Yeah, all
very
that.
Very depressing for them. So I talked
and not
to
being able to do anything about it.
Yeah,
easily.
So my letters helped him out a lot, helping keep his head together.
Shit.
And, you know, anyway, that's what I was doing in Randolph's spirit, reaching out.
You know, it's kind of ironic in the spot of war that I was in. It was actually the kids that took care of the elders and found lost souls like me in the midst of combat, taught me how to save my own life by pulling the leeches off and cooking this incredibly
amazing,
good soup out of leech, out of my own blood, and you kept me alive. So what's safer than, you know, cooking down your own blood,
you
man?
Too much about your own blood. I am a vampire after all.